what preparations and precautions is your office specifically overseeing?
Well, I basically opened up a command center at noon today with everyone on, you know, all of my agencies, the police, the fire, water, DGS, everyone that's been involved, and put together a plan, identified, you know, a couple of places for emergency service personnel that would be for a reception area available for residents if in case they're, you know, compromised as far as loss of power and that type of thing. We're going to use Sheridan Preparatory Academy in Myers Middle School. You know, we have everything in place ready to go, and basically we're telling people, pay attention. We have, for non-emergency concerns or the storm-related, you know, call 438-4000. And as far as, you know, 911, that's to be used obviously for emergency situations.
At this moment, as we move into this evening and tomorrow, what do you anticipate being the most difficult part of this storm for Albany residents?
They're saying we're not going to get as much rain as they had initially predicted. It's going to be, without a doubt, from the wind, and it'll be loss of power. And I've been on a conference call at National Grid this morning. You know, we put our plans together. We're working with them, deploying my personnel throughout the city to make sure that any of the areas that are compromised, you know, we take away the dangerous situations or identify them right away. And it looks like it's going to be more wind-driven problems than water. So that's right now. That could change.
Are you at all worried that as sort of the mainstream press dies down, that people will let their guard down when, in fact, the storm is far from over in this region?
Well, that's a good point. And we've been trying, and the press has been great, to get information out about preparing for this, that, you know, over several days ago, to what's taking place right now, to what has to be done, and basically using good judgment. And I ask the residents here in the business, look out for each other, you know, keep an eye on senior citizens, make sure that, you know, if there are power outages, that we identify people that, you know, need help right away and that type of thing. So it's going to be all of us working together. That's why I opened the command center, because that will be able to clear everything that comes in through there from the perspective of storm-related and how we have to respond and what we have to do. I just put a press release out with a statement about the emergency and declaring it a state of emergency, and talked about the command post, storm-related issues, you know, the flooding, power outages, fallen trees, and the number to call, 434-4522. And that's operational right now. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that should be any storm-related issues, anything that people see as they drive around here, even in the city, even if it's not in the neighborhoods that they live. Give us a heads up if a tree is down, if there's a line down, if there are challenges, you know, from flooding or any of those issues. But call that number, 434-4522, and give us the information immediately.